We see Yata Deshmaya turning back to this past week's Parsha, Parshas Vayechi. And the brochas that Yaakov Avinu, right before his Patira, that he issued to his Shmotim, to the Shifteka, the Shifte Yisrael. And so we had Zvulun, the Chof Yomim Yishkon, Hulu, Chof Adios, we had Chaso Atzido. On the heels of Zvulun, we had Yisocha, Chamagorim, Rovei, it's been a Mishmasayim. Right, Rashi. What's this relationship, the juxtaposition, Zvulun and Yisachar? So, Rashi points out, based on Chazal, Zvulun was Osek Pepermachio, he was involved in business. Mamzi Mosul, the Shevet Yisachar, he would go out and sustain his brother, the other Shevet Yisachar, and they would sit learning all day. Hu Shomer Moshe, Smach Zvulun, it's Yisachar, the Yisachar, Biolacha, that Zvulun, Biyotzei Pepermachio, and Yisachar, Biyosek Pepermachio, and the Olim, that's Rashi, based on the Medrash Rambam, based on the Tanchuma. So Rashi, making reference to the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu would issue before his respective demise. Now we'll be fast forwarding, of course, to Parshas Vezosa Bracha, and there we encounter Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, in the same Pasuk, in the same breath, what do we read? V'lizvulun Omer Smach Zvulun Mitzay Secha, V'yisachar V'yoalecha. So here on Pasuk Yud Ches, Harashi clearly, based on Chazal, is bothered. We have them mentioned in the same Pasuk, because after all, Zvulun V'yisachar, so should first they establish a partnership. Zvulun would be L'chof Yom Mishkan, he would go out to the open seas to earn the livelihood, not only for his own Shevet, but for that of Yisachar as well. He would be Yotzi from and they would be Yosef Yoskim Torah. But continues Rashi based on the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah. The Fikach Hikdim Zvulun the Yisachar Waisha Tarosa She Yisachar Ide Yisvulun Haisa. And we were Makdim. We had Zvulun mentioned before the mention of Yisachar, because the one who was the Ma'avshar, the one who engendered and made it all possible to have Torah Yisachar, was Ide Yisvulun. Some Sefer know this right, the reason for the bracha of Birchas Abonim, the Minhag Yisrael on Friday night, is Simcha Elokim Ke'afraya Chamanashe, right? The Sam Sefer, a similar idea to Yisachar Zvulun, the same way Yisachar Zvulun understood that one has to be the Zvulun, one has to be the Yisachar. And as we mentioned recently, the Maisa Reichman, the wealthy, the affluent Reichman, as he was getting on in years, he had enough money set up already funds for his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. He went to Rav Shach, and he said to Rav Shach, so let me go ahead and stop making money in business, and I'll go sit and learn all day. And Rav Shach said, no, there's a job of Yisachar, there's a job of Zvulun, and Abishter gave you a tremendous kochas. We need people to be Mefarnis, the Yeshivas, the Beis Yaakovs, the Kol, the Mechulei. And you continue to be the Zvulun, and somebody else will be the Yisachar. So when Chazal tells us that the Abishter gets upset over Misha, Efshor, Lasek, Bater, Ravain, Hosek, that's moving Me'ilav. That's axiomatic. We understand someone who's the Efshor, the Yecholus to learn, and that person doesn't learn, so that's certainly understandable that Hashem gets angry. What's a pshat to me? She'ef sholo lasek v'osek. Someone who can't learn and he learns. Gevaldik, he can't learn and still he's learning. What's there to get upset at? Teretz is, and because a Zvulun has to be a Zvulun and Yisachar has to be Yisachar, and you can't go ahead and go into someone else's territory. The same way that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is Marach and Parshas, Avayichi and Emes the Yaakov. One of the two reasons Rabbi Yaakov writes why the Shvatim had to be gathered. He comes to Vishumu, I ask for why do they have to be gathered? Usually, typically, when you give a bracha, you speak to each child individually, to one son at a time. Ella writes of Yaakov Kamenetsky, everybody else had to hear the bracha that everybody else would get, so that they would know, don't trespass into someone else's territory. Levi, they're the ones who are going to be Osik and Malachas and Mishkan, they'll be the Avodim in the Mishkan and the subsequent Bate Mikdash. No one else trying to, is there a job for Yisachar, there's a job for Zvulun, the Rosh Hashivas, Ram and Mokhus and Wudazor, Parakabalach, Gimel, Hivdil Levi, Menei the Rosh Hashiva, he'll be the Rosh Hashiva, Yehuda is going to be Malchus, writes the Ramban and Parshas, Vayachi. And then when Yehuda, after Yeducha Achicha, writes the Ramban, the reason why all of Beis Chashmonaim was subsequently wiped out, even though they were tzaddikim, because they took away the Malchus from Yehuda. A Malchus belongs solely to Yehuda. Don't trespass, don't try and take away the kochas of anybody else. You have to have a Yisachar and you have to have a Zvulun. Similarly writes the Sam Sefer, Menashe Ephraim. Ephraim was growing up, Albirke Yaakov, his Zaydi, his illustrious grandfather. He was learning Torah. Menashe was more involved in politics. He needed to have a Menashe, he needed to have Ephraim. They weren't jealous. Neither was envious of the other one. They worked to get along. That's the model for all of Klai Yisrael, Yisachar Zvulun, Menashe Ephraim, Echadome. Rav David Feinstein, I heard years ago, Gemalda Gibshat, and the David Feinstein says, so we have this wonderful relationship, Yisachar Zvul, and a Shifras Yisachar Zvul. And it's a din in the postgame, how exactly to set it up, what Nusach Hashtar do you write, how in the world do you even sell something that's a double ruchni? How do you go ahead and make a relationship and say, I'm going to sell you my schar for my semitzis? It's a big deal in the postgame, and he's farm talk about it. Can you sell the punishment of an avera to someone else? Can you sell the schar of a mitzvah to someone else? It's a big deal and a lot of interesting meisim with gedolim v'chulei. But Esther David Feinstein, say, hey, Mister, we understand the cheshir. You want to set up a Yisrach Zvulin relationship. You know what? Once Zvulin is giving up all their time, effort, their resources, their energy, and they're out making a living, why do you have to send them out to the wild sea? Why do they have to deal with all the pirates and they have to deal with seasickness? Why don't you know what? Make it easy. Give them a nice leather chair and a mahogany desk and a beautiful office space in Fifth Avenue overlooking Central Park. And give them a geshmak and see that. Some people, some Zvulun's not going to have that. But at the end of the day, in the Zman of the Torah, we know what happens. Zvulun have to go to Chof Yom Mishkan. Ask for David Feinstein, why not make it easy for them once they're giving up all the schar? What do you have to be, Matriach? Explains what David as follows. Because Lu Yitzur, you had Zvulun, and they had it easy. After a while, when you're giving up all this hard-earned money to your brother, to your other Shevet Yisachar, after a little while, you get to think of what's going on over here. I'm giving him all of my money, all of my hard-earned profits. In the end, you know what? He needs me. Oh, look, I'm making life him. So you know what? Abister says, Zvulun, I'm going to send you out to the rough seas. And as the boat is shaking back and forth, it's rocking in the tempestuous waters, and you got a Sa'ara in the Yam, or you got the pirates encircling your boat, and you're seasick, v'chulei, and you cry out to Abishter, Abishter, please, v'schus the liman atayra of Yisachar that's keeping the world going. Please save me. Please rescue me. And that's why Zvulun will come to realize, don't just view it as you're sustaining Yisachar. You're keeping them going in Olam Hazeh, but who the mice is keeping the world going, and who is going to be Marbi Yisachar in Olam Haba? That, of course, is a Yisachar. That's why he sends him Davka out to the dangerous waters to know that they need Yisachar at least as much, if not more, than Yisachar needs his bullet. So Lamaisa, what's going to be the status with the Schar? So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes, as do others, the Chidal, we'll get to the Sfasemis in a second, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Pashas Kisisa Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yud Gimel, when he's talking about giving the Machatzis HaShekel, so the Aruch Chaim, in a lengthy piece, he says, we have an idea of Klai Yisrael joining together to give a Machatzis HaShekel. What's the idea? Ki Yisachar Zvulun. We need to have people. Not everyone has the schus to learn. So you know what? We'll have Klai Yisrael be functioning with the Shifas, even those people who don't have necessarily Chedek and Torah. They don't have the Zizvash. They can't go in and sit for extended periods of time. By being Tomech, by being Machazek, the Lomdei Torah, they'll get part of the Schar. Now that's the question. Are they splitting the Schar 50-50? Are they splitting it 100-100? Right? Dor Chaim HaKadosh. Just like you can take a candle and you can light from that candle thousands of other candles without diminishing one iota from the intensity of the initial original flame, so too you could have so many people. When you're talking about Ruchnias Tekeschar for Talmud Torah, many people could share it, and amount it's going to be 100-100. The same way the Ran writes in Droshes and Drushches, the Ran takes our attention to Parshas Baloscha, writes Rabbeinu Nissim, when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Halavai, that my Hashos Hashchina should be spread out to the Shivim Zakenim as well. Writes the Ran, Avada didn't detract, it didn't diminish one iota, one snippet from the potency of Moshe Rabbeinu's own personal nevuah. It's done to a candle. When you're talking about Ruchnius, you can light 70 other candles from that candle hovering above the head of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it doesn't take away 1 ounce of that koach, the power and the potency that's inherent intrinsic to that original candle. A nevuah can be shared by Shem Zakenim, and it doesn't take away from the galus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Similarly, writes the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, it doesn't take away. Everybody gets 100% of the schar. So Hashemus writes, Parshas Vayichi, it's Merumas in the name himself. What's Yisachar? Yud Sin. Sin Chaf Reish spells the words Yesh Sachar. What's the Chiddush? Even though he might be supported by Zvul and the Chaf Yom and Mishkod, Yesh Sachar, Yisachar doesn't lose an ounce of the Sachar, and they split it 100-100. And writes the Chidon, Rosh David Parshas Mishpatim, based on the Gevaldik Remez in the Pasuk, Chidon writes the same thing, that they don't lose 1 ounce, Ki Otzer Shem Molei Kol Tov Lo. The one sitting and learning is going to get everything, and Zvulun is going to get a chelak. How much he's mafarnis Yisachar, he's going to get schar. But don't think that Yisachar is going to lose at all because of it. In fact, that same Chidah brings from Rav Chaim of Ophio in the Sefer Yitzchayim and Parshas Vayakel. Chidah says, in essence, Zvulun is going to get even more reward than his body, than his Chaver Yisachar. Why is that? Asa writes the Chidah, B'Shem Rav Chaim of Ophio, Givaldik. He says, when Zvulun's supporting Yisachar, he says, Lamoshal, I'm going to give him, let's say, he needs $50,000, and Arts Hashanah needs $50,000 to live. And when he's supporting him, every second that Yisachar goes out to the Beis Medrash, a second he's in the Beis Medrash, until the second he leaves, he's getting schar. Masha'enkin Yisachar, every time he goes for coffee break, every time he goes out for a little spatzir, every time he puts his head down in the Beis Medrash, he only gets schar for the actual learning. Masha'enkin Zvulun is supporting the learning, he gets schar for every single second. A similar idea Rav Elia Lopian brings in Parshas Vayigash, and his Lev Elyon Chelek Aleph Tav Kufa in Ches, and Rav Elia Lopian brings the name Rav Yonah Simi Prague. We have a well-known Gemara Brochus, the bottom of Yitzayin Amin Aleph. Gedola the Schar, that's Nemra Minoshim, Mishanemar Bianoshim. A woman get more Schar. Why do women get more Schar? Shanemar, Sholom Rav, Li Oave Sorsecha. Ask Rav Yonah Simi Prague, what's Oave Sorsecha? Should Lechaira state, Sholom Rav, Lelom De Torsecha. What's Oave? It's a reference to the woman. And the men the long day torsecha kedushin chavtes and amazed the women are exempt from learning threefold exemption. Amameila, who are the oves torsecha? The women who let their husbands go, who let their children send them off to yeshivas. Brochus yitzayim and alav soto chafalaf amanov noshim. But my zachin beakru benai lebe kenishtav. They send their children off to learn Mikra, the husbands off to learn Mishnah, to learn Gemara, and they wait for them to come home. The second they send them away from the house, they start clicking their schar, and they get the schar, they reap the benefits thereof until the husbands, the children, respectively return at night. Mashaykin, the children and the husbands, every second they weren't learning, they don't get schar. On the contrary, they get punished for the bitul Torah. So who's going to walk out with more points? The O of Esar Secha. Shalom Ra. They get the abundance of peace and they get more schar because they're getting schar for every second. In a similar vein, the Chidah writes, Rustavit Parshas Mishpatim, that Zvulun is supporting. So the second Yisachar is out there with the Gemara, even if he's not paying attention, he's Messiah Das, Yisachar is only getting schar for every second that he's learning. Mashenkin Zvulun is getting schar for Mamash everything. So again, Kemat, all the Achronim, it's not Muskim, the Kulayama, but most of the Achronim do agree, and that Avada Yisachar doesn't lose an ounce of his schar. But Zvulun is certainly going to get all that schar in the next world. And the Sefer Otra Saraisa, he cites from the Parnas Yosef and Parshas Toldos. And he says as follows, a beautiful remez. We know Yisachar and Zvulun had this shutfis. And what's going to happen? And the lotion of the Pasuk is, Smach Zvulun B'tzei Secha, and Yisachar B'yo'olecha. So what's B'tzei Secha? Writes the Parnas Yosef and Gemaldik Remez. As Zvulun's looking around, he's going out to the rough seas, and he sees Yisachar. He's sitting in the Beis Medrash. He's got the heat on. He's got a geshmak of coffee. He's got a geshmak above a mitzvah. He's learning a ksuvah, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah. And it's Gemaldik. He gets to learn. And Zvulun's saying, I wish I had the chance to learn. Aye, but Zvulun, don't worry. Smach Zvulun B'tzei Secha. When you leave Olam Hazeh, and you go to your Olam Haba, even if you didn't finish Shah so many times, you're going to be seated right next to the Yisachars, and you're going to say, how did I get this soul? And they're going to tell you in Shemayim, because you supported the Yisachars. Smach Zvulun B'tzei Secha. When you leave Olam Hazeh, that's when you're going to see the real Simcha. But when is Yisachar? Yisachar doesn't have to wait to say so min Olam. He's Yisachar B'Elecha. He gets the Gishmak right now. Semei Amos Biram writes in his biography of his father, Ur Rebunim, a fire in his soul. And one time he says, the Tati Ur Rebunim was sitting next to a Baron Kolar, and he was supporting Lakewood to a large degree, and he sat next to Rav Aaron, and he says to Rav Aaron, he says, you know, Arosh Hashiva, he says, you and I and Gan Eden, we're going to be sitting right next to each other. He says, you have Lakewood, and you're learning and teaching Torah all day. He says, but I'm supporting the Yeshiva, Yisachar Zvulun. We're going to split it 100-100. He says, yeah, you're going to get all the schar in the next world. He says, but you don't have Olam Hazeh. Tells this Gevir, Arvim Yunim, he says, you don't have Olam Hazeh. He says, I'm tasting Olam Hazeh. And you don't have real Olam Hazeh. What's real Olam Hazeh? Similar Meiser of Aaron. And he was a Shiv in Kletzk. And one day he left off Shir with a Bam Kasha Tzorchi in Godol. After Shir Klali, went to sleep that night, and the Gevir came to him in a dream. A Gevir had recently passed away. He was supporting the Yeshiva. And the Gevir, friend from the Shaila, told him the answer to Rav Aaron, the Rosh Hashiva's Kasha. He told him the answer. Rav Aaron was in a spoil. He went to the Shir the next day. And he said, "This galulim b'chalom nailo." It was revealed to me. He says, "This gevir came to me in a dream and told me the pshat." I says, and I asked the gevir in the dream, "How'd you get that Torah? How'd you know the pshat?" He says, "What do you mean, Rabbi Aaron? You told me if I support your yeshiva, I'm going to get all the Torah in the next world." I says, "So they gave you." He says, "I knew you were going to get it. I didn't think they'd give it to you so quickly, and that he got it so fast." And he came down. He told him the pshat, shared it with the bachur. The bachur said, "So Rebbe, what are we sitting and learning? Let's go out and we'll make a lot of money. We'll be busy. We'll support." He says, "What do you mean? That's for the next world. But don't you want it in this world? Don't you want Yisachar b'Yolecha? Don't you want to taste it in this world?" We'll just close with the Gavald Gamaisa. When I was driving up yesterday to visit someone in Otisville prison, so there are a lot of places you don't have phone reception, so I have to close my phone, and I get to listen to her Frying Waxman CDs. Baruch Hashem, it keeps me awake. Somebody once said to me, "Rabbi Feiner, I want to thank you. I listen to a lot of your shiurim when I'm driving." I said, "Thank you very much. It means a lot to me." He says, "Don't be complimented." He says, "Just when I'm listening to you, I can't fall asleep." He says, "You keep me awake at the wheel, even if I don't know what you're saying." He says, "You keep me awake." So Baruch Hashem, I love what Ephraim Waxman says, and he also keeps me awake at the wheel. So Ephraim Waxman, Gavaldik, in the middle, he was talking about the primacy of Tyrell. He said, "Gavaldik, am I saying with this will close?" He said, "Ruchaim Kanevsky." Somebody came over to Ruchaim Kanevsky once. What happened? We know there's a minhag Yisrael. We don't give out the aliyah for the tochacha. Oh, it's not a siman tov. We don't give out the aliyah. Sometimes there would be aniyim and would get paid to take the aliyahs. General minhag Yisrael, we let the Baal Korei take the aliyah. So there was once a kolel younger man, an avreich and kolel in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, "You know what? Torah can't harm. It's not shaykh to get an aliyah. It's something bad that's going to come out of an aliyah. The Torah say, like, nothing bad can happen. Nobody wants the aliyah. I'm going to take an aliyah. Why not?" As he told the people in the shul, when you get up to the tocho this year, to Parshas Kisavo, says, "I want that aliyah." And then right before Parshas Kisavo was Erev Shabbos, and he was starting to get a little nervous. Here he said, "You know, I want the aliyah." And then he says, "I'm going to, you know, maybe it's not such a good thing." So he went to Chaim, the Gold Ador, and he says, "Rabbi," he says, "I said I want the aliyah for the Tocha." He says, "Maybe I shouldn't take it." Chaim says, "Look, I don't know. I also thought like you did, that the Torah is heilig and no bad could ever come out from getting an aliyah, even the Tocha." He says, "But somebody told me that last year there was a guy who took the aliyah, and shortly after he got the aliyah for the Tochacha, he found out that his uncle had passed away, not leaving any children. He had a multi-million-dollar business, and after dying and having no Yorshim, he gave it over to this nephew who was learning in Kolel. This guy left Kolel, and now he went and took over this multi-million-dollar company and was a wealthy man." He says, "So it didn't turn out well for him. Because he said, what was it, millions of dollars, who cares about the money? He had to leave Kolel. He wasn't able to learn all day," Rechaim said. "So you know what? Once I heard about that story, how bad things can happen when you get to leave in the Tochacha, says maybe you shouldn't take it in the end of the day." What's going to be good and what's not going to be good? What are we thinking about? The money? Are we thinking about the Zvulun? Are we thinking about the Yisachar? You don't lose 1 ounce of the Schar, whether you wait to get it in the next world, whether you get it in this world, but we have to know a respective Tafkid, whether we're a Yisachar, whether we're the Zvulun. But Avada, we're not going to lose that one iota. The main thing is clients are working together to be Marbe, Kvot Shemayim, Lahag, Betur, Ladira. Wonderful night and a great rest of the week ahead. Hanus, please.